A very, very strong quake. No doubt folks in here felt it, regardless of the depth. The question is, you know, what kind of damage are we getting from this? It is certainly enough to do damage. It's right on the border there, actually, pretty close to parts of Thailand. But the most important thing, and it's very far away from the Indian Ocean. So this is not going to generate a tsunami. It is large enough, typically 7.0 or higher, would be large enough to create a tsunami, a strong quake nonetheless, not associated with the fault lines in Japan.
Our guidance is very clear. We are going to give up the command position, as we said from the very beginning, help enable the command and control, but give up the command positions and be participants in that process, but not in command. And then we're going to continue to provide predominantly those capabilities that we have that are unique, that enable the operations, as well as additional capacity that the coalition may not have that we do bring to the fight. An example would be tankers, some of our ISR platforms. And I would anticipate that we would continue to provide some of the interdiction strike packages as well, should that be needed by the coalition.
Erica 1900, so you're aware, the tower is apparently not manned. We've made a few phone calls, nobody's answering. So two airplanes went in the past 10, 15 minutes. So you can expect to go in as an uncontrolled airport.
Is there a reason it's not manned?
Well, I'm going to take a guess and say that the controller got locked out. I've heard of this happening before.
That's the first time I've heard it.
Yeah, unfortunately it's not very often, but yeah, it happened about a year ago. But I'm not sure that's what happened now, but anyway, there's nobody in the tower.
Interesting.
It is.
As her doctors described in her last press conference on March 11th, she's doing remarkably well. She's starting to walk, talk more every day, and she's starting to process some of the tragedy that we all went through in January. She's going through that as we speak.